Shut the F up. You're banned. I just love the screenshot of me looking utterly incredulous to the ludicrousness of getting an earful of psychotic ranting from a very unhappy, fake feminist, uber man-hating host who lost her shit in the middle of interviewing me regarding my trauma-based mind control deactivating work. She was trying to lead me down this thorn-ridden pathway of the gender divide agenda, and I simply told her straight up that I had no interest in the divide and conquer agendas. Let's do talk about integration of the masculine and feminine within both women and men. Apparently, my advocation of self-responsibility via doing the great inner work and getting one's inner feminine and inner masculine together as a team and working through healing, dissolving one's victimhood to evolve from victim to victorious by refraining from the practice of weaponized woundology, i.e. blaming everyone and everything for your life and using your victim status as an excuse to enact violence upon another or others with impunity, well, was deeply offensive to her. And it was that very rare kismet moment when divine intervention was invoked and somehow a screenshot was taken off my Mac just as I was told to fuck off and the video feed halted. Clearly, I did not live up to her expectations, so I was abruptly censored and banned. Interview over. Fascinating, the look on my face. Priceless. For myself, getting banned and silenced is the norm, and sometimes it's akin to getting sucker punched, especially when I have the expectation that whomever I'm collaborating with is a grown-up and capable of directly communicating with me whenever a problem or issue arises without any name-calling. I'm finally realizing that that expectation is quite unreasonable, given the fact that most people are pussies when it comes to having tricky conversations about triggering issues and or problem solving. All my life, I have been shushed and backhanded for telling the truth and for asking rarely answered questions. Being blessed with lots of energy and passion, many folks are just too afraid of me to be real. I've been accused of offending everyone under the sun, moon, and stars. I've been called a bigot, a racist, a misogynist, a xenophobe. Yeah, me, who's traveled to over 60 countries solo, many of which do not speak the English. Blessed with a sense of humor, I have to admit that the name-calling has become quite entertaining. My personal favorite? Wait for it. A female brown-skinned white male supremacist, all because I double high-five the good men folk who actually do their very bestest for their families and do so without any thanks or appreciation or acknowledgement. Interestingly enough, the above Facebook meme was an actual quote from feminist critic and writer extraordinaire Camille Paglia from her review of Dr. Warren Farrell's 1993 book, The Myth of Male Power. A terrific book, by the way. Go get it and read it. The intention of my post was to flow thanks and appreciation to the good men folks, particularly in the spirit of Thanksgiving, just a couple of days away. In fact, if you take a closer look at my screenshot, I have a window open to an Abraham Hicks Rampage of Appreciation video on YouTube. Who the hell knew that my share would ignite a volley of hate and rage and actual physical threats toward me from uber-leftist man-haters all over the world calling for my head on a platter? I, despite my decades of championing survivors, men, women, and children of sex trafficking, pedophilia, and satanic ritual abuse, I was deemed a traitor to my sex. What the fuck? Deja vu, I could list a litany of examples and stories of being ousted and ostracized, thrown under the bus and betrayed, being bold-faced, lied to, and misrepresented, but at the end of every day, it comes down to empathy and compassion, and this. Most humans have been dumbed down in their divinity and their ability to think critically and for themselves, such that most are incapable of clear and present communication and verbal exchange, like an actual two-way conversation, unless it's been reduced to a sitrep, taken from the military, meaning situation report, or a meme, preferably consisting of just one sentence. The above share was part of an actual book review, as I said, and while its focus and content triggered some cray-cray social justice workers, I was pleased, or workers, warriors, that is, see, I can't even call them what it is because I don't know what they are, okay? Anyways, I was pleased to discover that most of the shares, over 8,000 shares, were from men and women all over the world who thanked me not just for sharing it and voicing appreciation of the good men folk, but for having the chutzpah to stand strong, at first alone, while so much shit got hurled at me. Deep thanks to my assistant Sabina, God rest her soul, who moderated the heatedly vicious comment exchanges and deleted those most toxic, shielding me and everyone else from the horrific vitriol, all because I was in a state of appreciation and gratitude for men. Here's to all of us, appreciating love, truth, and beauty.